我们感谢你，就我们再靠你的宝血来亲近你。你把我们从许多世界上的忙碌中能够分别出来，在这一个冬令会中来亲近你。就我们感谢你，因为是你先来寻找我们。我们感谢你，是你在圣灵的里面住在我们的中间。我们感谢你，你自己应许说有两三个人奉你的名聚会。你就在我们的中间，所以就我们能够亲近你这一位最可爱的神。哦，我们的主啊，你知道我们是何等的需要，需要你做我们里头的安慰，需要你做我们里头的能力，需要你做我们的享受，需要你做我们里头的喜乐。主，当我们在这一个人生的路上，就我们真是在你自己恩典和慈爱的里面，叫我们活在你面前能够讨你的喜悦，也叫我们的心能够得到满足。主耶稣啊，我们正是求你在你自己的光中来引导我们，指示我们所当走的道路。就你赐给我们天上的智慧，超过我们自己所求所想的，带领我们走在这一条的路上，能够留下那个永远的价值。主耶稣啊，我们正是求你照着你自己的恩典这样来恩待我们，听我们的祷告。我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank the Lord for being able to worship together.
我们能够这样奉主名的聚会就是一个很大的福分。
This is a great blessing that we can gather together today.
我这一年半里面有三次到中国大陆去。
In the last year and a half, I had the opportunity to go to mainland China three times.
当我去过了之后，我发现一件事。
When I went there, I discovered one thing.
我们能够奉主名聚会就是一个很大的福分。
That we can gather together in the name of the Lord, that's indeed a great blessing.
在中国大陆的基督徒，他们有20多年的时间不能够奉主名聚会。
The Christians in mainland China, for more than 20 years, they couldn't worship together.
他不能够一个把许多世界上事情分开而能够单单的亲近神。
They cannot leave the world and get close to the Lord.
今天我们在这里能够享受这样的福分。
And we can enjoy this blessing here today.
我相信我们这样在主面前的聚集，不仅是为着我们身体上的休息。
I think we gather together not only because we need it physically.
不仅是就我们心灵中得到一点点满足。
Not only we need a satisfaction spiritually.
我想我们最主要的盼望能够调整我们的生活，走在主所命定的一条路上。
The main thing is we should be able to change our life so that we can walk the way the Lord has prepared for us.
是，我相信这一个或许是对同工们定规这一次冬令会的主题。
The co-workers had decided the main theme of this conference.
我昨天来的时候看见手册，发现有一件事情稍稍有点惊讶。
I saw the bulletin, the handbook yesterday, and I was a little surprised.
因为朱弟兄当初写信给我联络的时候，主题是基督徒生活的见证。
When Brother Chu talked to me, he said the theme is a witness in the Christian life.
我看见手册的见证三个字没有了。
In the title of handbook, the word witness is missing.
不过我想这个主要的是差不多。
But I think it really means the same thing.
但是这我如果当初是定规基督徒生活的话，
If it was just the life in Christ as a theme,
我或许要在这一个机会中间和大家来讲腓立比书。
I would like to share with you the book of Philippians.
但当初我收到他的信，讲了基督徒生活的见证。
But when Brother Chu wrote me, he was talking about the witness in the Christian life.
所以我就选了《使徒行传》。
So I chose the Acts.
因为腓立比书和《使徒行传》都是讲到基督徒的生活。
Philippians and Acts both talk about the life of a Christian.
但是我想在使徒行传的里面提到见证这一方面更着重一点。
Acts concentrate more, emphasis more on witness.
但是我没有时间能够把整个使徒行传跟大家来读。
I don't have the time to study the whole book of Acts with you.
我不能够像 Maxwell 牧师一样的能够把约翰一书当作一个解经的方式和大家讲道。
I cannot do what Brother Maxwell did, use the whole book of 1 John and expository preaching.
我只能够在《使徒行传》的里头提出他们生活见证上的重点，和大家一同来分享。
I can only talk to you about the special points about the witness in the Book of Acts.
我想《使徒行传》和《腓立比书》基本上有一个不同。
There's a major difference between Acts and Philippians.
虽然两本书都是讲到基督徒生活的。
Although both books talk about the life of a Christian.
腓立比书比较重在教训上。
Philippians talk, emphasis more in teaching.
使徒行传比较讲到实在的例子和见证上。
Acts emphasis more in the practical applications.
所以或许我们一同来看使徒行传的时候比较实用一点。
Maybe it's more practical to study the book of Acts together.
但是使徒行传这一本书太长了。
But the book of Acts is so long.
大体来说能够分作两个段落。
We can make it two sections.
从第一章到第十二章是以耶路撒冷这一帮使徒们的生活当作重点的。
From chapter 1 to chapter 12, we talk about the Christians based in Jerusalem.
到第十三章以后乃是以保罗和他们的同工当作重点的。
Chapter 13 and follows, use Paul as a major individual.
在这整个使徒行传的里面
In the whole book of Acts,
对于个人的生活提的比较少。
Doesn't mention much about the individual's life.
但是各对对着侍奉神的生活上比较多。
But it mentions a lot about how people serve the Lord.
所以我想，我必须要在这几天的聚会的里面。
So I must use a couple of days.
稍微用一点的时间讲到个人的生活，我就会超脱一点《使徒行传》的范围。
If we talk about the individual life, I'll leave the Book of Acts.
但是就是这样的话
，Even so，
我也只能够从第一章到第十二章的头一个阶段的里面和大家一同来思想。
I can only cover the first 12 chapters.
到保罗那一起的生活。
As for Paul,
他乃是相当重在一个人实际在神面前所有的表现。
Talk about that certain individual, how he acts in front of the Lord.
我们这次冬令会就没有时间来提这些了。
And we won't have time for that.
但是虽然保罗后面是重在他们实际个人在神面前的侍奉。
Although Paul is talking about the individual's life,
但是许多生活上的原则在头上十二章的里面都包括起来了。
But the main principle were also discussed in the first 12 chapters.
所以我们读过头上十二章的时候
，If we study the first 12 chapters,
对着《使徒行传》里头所提的基督徒生活上的见证，大体上都能够提过了。
We can see everything that Book of Acts had to say.About the witness in the Christian's life.
我们先今天要来看第一章。
Let's study chapter 1 together today.
我们从第一章从第一节读到第十四节。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 14.
我想我就读中读国语的，懂英文的话，你们自己看英文圣经就可以了。
We'll only read it in Chinese.
提亚菲罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒以后被接上升的日子为止，他受害之后用许多的证据将自己活活的献给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。耶稣和他们聚集的时候嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上身，有一道云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。 你一座山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远，也有安息日可走的路程。当下门徒从那里回耶路撒冷去，进了城就上了所住的一间楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、腓勒、多马、巴多罗马、马太、亚拉菲的儿子雅各、奉瑞当的西门和雅各的儿子犹大，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚跟耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恒切祷告。
Verse 14。
好，我们圣经一共就读到这里。
That's all that we are to read this morning。
有许多的人以为使徒行传这一本书乃是使徒们做工的那一个的记录。
Many people felt that the book of Acts simply recorded the way the apostles served the Lord。
这是完全因着我们读的题目给我们这样的影响的。
Well, that's, we are influenced by the title of this book.
这个的题目当时原文中是没有的。
But the title was not in the original manuscript.
如果这一本书是像使徒们的行动的话，那就发现它所记载的不够仔细。
If it is really the record of the Acts of the Apostles,It's not a complete record.
他有好多其他使徒的工作，这一本书里头都没有记载。
It left out many of the acts of other apostles.
如果你看他以保罗为中心的话
，If you use consider that as centered around Paul,
他都没有交代保罗侍奉主以后的结局是如何的。
It did not mention the end of Paul's ministry.
所以这一本的书用使徒行传四个的字是很不恰当的。
The title, The Acts of the Apostles, is not a very appropriate title.
有许多的人欢喜把它改成一个题目。
Many people like to change the title.
这乃是一种圣灵的形状。
It is the Acts of the Spirit.
乃是圣灵在地上借着使徒们做工的时候，他所有的一些记录。
Describe how the Spirit used apostles to work in the world.
而在这一些记录的里面。
In this record,
我们当然看见很多地方注重的乃是侍奉方面的事。
And we talk about service.
但是我们会发现基督徒的生活没有办法离开我们的侍奉。
We know that the Christian life cannot depart from service.
如果我们在神面前侍奉光景不准确或者不合适的话，我们在地上的生活也不准确也不合适。
If we cannot serve the Lord right, we cannot live right.
所以我们要提到我们基督徒的生活。
So when you mention about the life of a Christian,
我们必须要看见我们的生活到底以什么为我们所注重的。
So we must say what should be the main emphasis of our life.
在我们蒙恩的人的身上。
For those who have received the Lord,
稍微我们能够亲近一点的主。
If we can get closer to the Lord,
稍微我们在神面前求神把他的心意光照我们。
If we can seek the Lord a little,
我们马上就会发现了，只有侍奉主才是我们最主要的目的。
We know immediately that to serve the Lord is our main purpose.
我想我们今天在座差不多是基督徒了。
I know that most of us here are Christians today.
在基督徒一蒙神的光照了之后，
When we saw the light,
许多以前人生的盼望在我们身上就褪了颜色了。
Our goals changed.
并且我们也自自然然享受一种心灵上的喜乐和平安，超过物质的东西所能给我们的。
We have new joy and peace, which is different from what the material things can offer us.
这一次我们不是布道会，所以我不去讲这些了。
This is not an evangelistic meeting, so I won't mention those.
但是我们的基督徒在神面前活着的时候，
But we Christians live in front of the Lord.
仍然需要主的光照，到底我的生活如何，在神面前才是准确的。
We still need to know how should we live so that it's according to God's plan.
我相信我们今天在北美居住。
I know that we live in North America.
在那一些物质方面的需要，物质方面的生活已经不太是我们所注重的了。
The material life is nothing of concern to us.
我想没有人会担心他一辈子会挨饿或者会饿死。
Nobody worry about starvation here.
一个人也不必担心他会到冬天会冻死。
Nobody worries about being too cold and freeze to death.
物质上的需要已经不是太我们所注重的事。
The material needs is not that relevant.
有些做的青年还是在这里读书的。
There are some of you here are students.
中国人读书和美国年轻人读书又不太一样。
the way that the Chinese students work is different from the American students.
中国人来读书的时候选定哪一系，那是你毕业之后出路好一点。
The way the Chinese student makes their choice depends on the professional opportunities after graduation.
好多人每个人读书那是他的兴趣，他根本不考虑出路的。
The American student choose their field based on interest.
我以前对着美国人这个观念很不同意。
And I couldn't share that feeling with American students.
但是在美国住了久了一点了之后，的确他们比我们聪明。
But when I live in the North America for a while, I feel they're really smarter than the Chinese.
因为物质上都是差不太多的。
Because the material things are the same.
但是你能够这样过，才能够过到一个愉快的生活。
But how can you live so that you can have an interesting, happy life?
在一个人还是二十岁左右的时候，他还是很注重到生活上的喜乐、享受。
Person in his 20s, he's still concerned about having a happy life.
但是你年龄慢慢增长一点之后
，As we grow,
你会发现比喜乐更重要的。
But there's something more important than happiness.
那是你生活上的价值到底有多少
？It's a value of this life.
在年轻的时候，只要这一种的生活，就我们愉快就好了。
When we were young, we're thinking about doing things that we are happy.
或者我这样的讲
，Maybe I should say.
当我年纪轻的时候
，When I was young.
当然，现在我还是年轻啊。
I'm still young.
不过我这个话就30年前的时候。
Okay. I thought about that 30 years ago.
那一个时候，我们注重人生必须的是四件事。
We thought about 4 major goals in the person's life.
衣食住行。
Have adequate clothing, adequate things to eat, and a nice housing, and we can go wherever we want.
这个是30年前的标准。
These are the goals 30 years ago.
现在年轻人不把这个四件事情当成你生活上的。
The young man today no longer concerned about these 4 things.
现在你是注重怎么样能够 enjoy 能够快乐。
Now we are thinking about how can we enjoy and be happy.
你也可以稍微努力一点就过了相当好的快乐的生活。
It takes only a little effort to live a happy life.
但是你慢慢会发现你到底这样的生活有多少的价值。
But then you worry, you start to be concerned about the value of such life.
在这里只有少数几个人年纪比我大一点。
There are only a few here older than
me. 我所以在你们面前卖卖老资格。
So I just pretend I'm old.
我自己年轻的时候欢喜过生日。
When I was young, I like to have birthday parties.
我想你们还欢喜过生日，就是你们还年轻。
Okay, so if you enjoy birthday parties, you are still young.
过生日 ，Happy birthday to you, or your happy birthday.
Okay, birthday parties.
但是当我快到40岁的时候
，But when I get close to 40,
我非常不愿意过40岁的生日。
I really don't like to celebrate my 40th birthday.
圣经里头说，人一生的年若是70岁，若是强壮，可以到80岁。
The Bible says that we have 70 years. If you're strong, you can live up to 80.
我一转眼一半过去了。
So I think half of my life is over.
再转个眼就死了。
Okay, just I'll die soon.
所以这一个四十岁的生日非常不欢喜过。
Okay, this 40th birthday is a hard birthday.
这样已经过去了之后了。
When I pass that one,
所以在那一个时候，我里头有一个深重的感觉。
So I really have a strong feeling.
我到底在地上的生活留下什么的价值
？What have I left as value, you know, in my life?
为什么我活在这一个世界上
？Why do I live in this world?
为什么我这样兢兢业业、辛辛苦苦的地上挣扎和奋斗
？Why do I work so hard?
这一件事情就成为我里头非常困惑的一件事。
This has bothered me a lot.
我想我们基督徒在神的面前蒙到一个大的福分。
But I know we Christians receive great blessings from God.
因为在神面前能够很轻易的解决了这一个的问题。
Because in front of the Lord, this problem can be solved.
但是我仍然说很可惜，有一些基督徒的身上这一个问题还没有解决。
But it's a pity that many Christians haven't realized this.
还是像没有新主人一样的，只以地上的事情当作他的目标。
They live like non-believers. They seek the things of this world.
我能够确确实实的说，如果我们还以地上的物质东西当作目标的话，你迟早会觉得懊悔。
I can say for sure that if you are still seeking the material things offered by this world, you will feel sorry.
迟早会觉得可惜。
You will feel pity.
一个人在地上是非常快过了一生的日子。
Because the life is going on real fast.
但是留下多少的价值才是你心中所注重的。
But we should be concerned about how much value we have left.
如果提到这一件事情的话，
If we mention this,
我们就会看见《使徒行传》讲到的使徒们的生活。
And the Acts talk about the Acts of the Apostles, the lives of apostles.
他一开始就给我们非常好的目标，一个非常好的方向。
In the very beginning, it gives us a very good goal.
这一本书就先给我们看见主耶稣复活升天的一幅景象。
So we see the resurrection and the ascension of Christ.
我去读《使徒行传》的时候，
When I studied the book of Acts,
我开头就有一个问题。
I have a question in my mind.
使徒行传是卢加所写的。
Acts was written by Luke.
写给特洛菲摩，提亚菲罗。
He wrote to Theophilus.
但是他所写的路加福音也是写给提亚菲罗的。
That's the same with the Gospel of Luke.
同一个作者，同一个收信的人。
Same author, same recipient.
但是在路加福音的末了，他已经记载到主耶稣从死里的复活的故事了。
But at the end of Luke, Luke did mention the resurrection of Christ.
当他来写到使徒行传的时候，
When he wrote the Acts,
他又重复地写到主耶稣复活升天的故事。
He repeated that part on resurrection.
好像说这是个多余不必要的。
It looked like redundant.
所以当初我不太明白。
So I didn't understand it.
当我多去读一点这一些使徒行传的时候，
But as I studied more on the Acts,
我就发现使徒行传这一本书写到基督徒生活上的见证。
And we know that the Acts talk about the witness in the Christians.
它必须有系统性的来告诉我们。
It has to tell us in a systematic way.
当在这种系统性的来讲的时候，
When they try to describe it systematically,
它在一开始就给我们生活和见证上准确的目标和最后所有的盼望。
So it talks about the goal at first and then gave us a hope at last.
我初出来读《使徒行传》，
When I first studied Acts,
我实在佩服主耶稣的心胸。
I really respect Jesus.
主耶稣说，你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极来做我的见证。
He said that you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
你要知道在两千年前，
We must remember 2,000 years ago.
那个的消息、交通、治安都非常不方便的。
It's very hard to travel, and it's not safe to travel.
但是他主耶稣的心胸已经把地界都包括在里面了。
But Jesus mentioned the remotest part of the earth.
他就把所有世界上的民族都包括在他的负担的里面。
He has covered every race of the world.
他并且在这本书给我们看见的。
And we also see in this book,
他天使告诉这几个门徒说，
The angel told the apostles,
你们见他这样往上去，他还要这样来。
How you see him going up, he'll come down the same way.
所以他不光在地理上包括到地界，
Not only geographically, he covers the remotest part of the world.
在时间上包括了整个时代中的工作。
In time-wise, talk about the whole era.
这叫做宇宙。
This is universe.
我想我们中国人说的宇宙两个字，不知道英文能不能发得合适的。
How do we translate universe?
宇宙这一个的字包括时间，也包括空间。
The universe includes time and also space.
在使徒行传第一章的里头，把整个的时间和整个的空间都包括在里面了。
In the first chapter of Acts, it talks about the entire time and the space.
而在这一个的时间的里头，他就给我们看见一幅的图画。
And we see a picture here.
这个的图画那是主耶稣在橄榄山上升到了高天。
The picture is how the Lord ascended into heaven in the Mount of Olives.
而在使徒们的身上的。
And in the life of the apostles.
我们会发现当初跟随主耶稣的那一班的门徒。
And we see that those disciples who followed Christ.
在福音书里面所表现的还是非常的软弱。
Okay, they were pretty weak as described in the Gospels.
虽然主耶稣带领他们有三年半之久，
Although the Lord taught them for 3.5 years.
虽然他们吃过主耶稣用神迹变的饼和鱼，
They have eaten the bread and the fish.
看见个主耶稣叫死人复活。
They have seen Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
甚至于看见个主耶稣的变化山上变了形象。
They also saw the transfiguration of Jesus.
但是到了福音书的末了的时候，他们全部的软弱，全部的失败。
But at the end of Gospels, all of them fell.
在这一帮的使徒们的身上。
In those apostles,
但是在使徒行传中所表现的是完全改变过来的。
There's a complete change as recorded in the Acts.
你我简直不能相信，在使徒行传所记载这一帮的使徒，就是福音书的这一帮人。
You cannot see the same apostles in the Acts as the same as the apostles in the Gospels.
他这样的转变的关键在哪里？
How did they make this change?
转变的关键就在《使徒行传》第一章的里面。
And the key is in the first chapter of Acts.
是《使徒行传》第一章，就是正常基督徒生活它的一个的转变。
And the first chapter recorded the change of a normal Christian.
我们今天做基督徒的也必须求神怜悯我们。
We Christians today should ask the Lord's special blessing.
那一次，他们看见主耶稣从死里头复活，升上了高天。
When they saw Jesus' resurrection and ascension,
实在吸引了他们的心。
Really, they drawn their heart.
就从那一个之后了，你会看见他们所有的生活都以主耶稣当作目标的。
Afterwards, we know that their entire life was devoted to Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人身上也需要圣灵把主耶稣这一幅升天的图画放在我们里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, and we should let the Spirit paint the same picture of the Lord's ascension in our heart.
或者我做一点我个人的见证。
I'd like to give you my personal witness.
有好多弟兄姊妹我认识，我在他们面前做过见证了。
And there are many here that I knew. I have already given this testimony before.
不过有一部分我还是头一次见面。
But some of you are new.
我还愿意再重复做我的见证。
I'd like to repeat my testimony.
我虽然做传道，但是我是学工程的。
Although I'm a preacher, I studied engineering before.
当我在高中快要毕业的时候。
As I was about to graduate from high school,
我要定位读大学。
I wanted to go to the university.
那个时候我有个的印象。
At that time, I have an impression.
特别一个男孩子如果要读书的话，以工程为最有价值了。
For the boy, yeah, the study engineering is the most useful thing to do.
我那个时候很看不起那些学音乐的、学美术的。
I really looked down upon those who study music and art.
什么弹弹琴过一辈子了
？Okay, how can you play the piano for your rest of life?
画画两幅画嘛，在客厅上挂一挂。
Paintings are good only for the wall.
你多挂两张，少挂两张都无所谓的。
Okay. Doesn't matter how many paintings you have.
我觉得一个人扎扎实实的还是工程最好。
Okay, the most direct way is to be an engineer.
这是学什么工程呢
？What kind of engineering?
我也糊糊涂涂不知道应该学哪一个工程。
I don't know which field I should go.
但是我要注意说这几年哪一系最难考，我就考哪一系。
I'll see which discipline is the hardest to get into, so I'll try that.
所以我就才去考教，考机械的。
So I went to mechanical engineering.
并且我也有一个的志向。
So I have one goal.
要不读书这一，要读书一定要读最好的大学。
Okay. If I'd rather not study unless I can get to the best universities to study.
如果把我四年的时间花在不太好的大学，那太对不起我自己了。
I don't want to spend 4 years in a second-rate university.
是这样，我在上海去考交通大学。
So I went to 交通 university.
交通大学实在是难考。
That's the hardest university to get into.
去报名考的人都在数理上有一点底子的。
I registered to take the entrance exam.
但是二十个人里头取一个。
Okay, they accept only 1 out of 20 students.
所以我去考的时候没有取上。
So I failed the entrance exam.
这也不丢脸啊。
Okay, that's all right.
我比十几个人当中一个就是了。
Okay, I'm 1 of 19.
但是我心中还很不服气。
Okay, but I don't give up.
所以我第二年再去考。
I try again the next year.
我第二年考取了。
Okay, I made it.
我相当的用功。
Okay, I studied very hard.
有一个很确定的证明。
Okay, there's a very very good evidence.
我考到交大，过了三个月吐血，我有了肺病。
Okay, 3 years after I entered the university, I spilled blood. I have lung trouble.
我一会儿发现我肺病的时候，像现在的人长 cancer 一样的。
At that time, tuberculosis is just like cancer today.
我是心灰意冷。
Okay, there's no hope.
但是你原谅我说我的意志蛮强的。
But I do have strong will.
我躺在床上差不多六个月。
I lay in bed for 6 months.
但是我再过六个月之后，我继续的上学。
6 months later, I resume my study.
有人告诉我说，你生了肺病好了之后，工程不能学了。
Someone told me that you had TB, you better not continue in engineering.
我说不让我学工程的话，我宁可早一点死掉了。
Said, unless I can continue engineering, I'd rather die.
人生活着什么意思？
Okay, what's the meaning of keep living?
所以我这样把交大毕业的。
So I finished my university.
啊，来读书的时候的确心中很喜乐。
Okay, I was very happy in my studies.
我毕业了之后到台湾去在造船公司做事。
When I graduated, I went to Taiwan and worked in the shipbuilding
company. 我觉得我对着整个的社会国家也有点小小的贡献。
Okay, I really made a great contribution to the society and my country.
我这样的话还觉得对得起我自己。
I felt very good.
但是我做事过了两年了之后。
But 2 years after I was in this shipbuilding business.
我发现我觉得工程的贡献不大。
And I felt that it's really not enough a contribution to be an engineer.
贡献对的社会最大的就是要政治。
Okay, the greatest contribution are made by the politicians.
政治家他可以工程一点都不懂，工程师在他手里面。
The politicians don't need to know anything about engineering, but the engineers work for them.
他可以不懂教育。
They don't know anything about education.
他根本不懂医学。
They don't know anything about medicine.
但是好的教育、好的医生全在他的手下。
But all the great educators and great physicians work for them.
啊，你知道做医生的哈，这个医生在后面啊。
Okay, we have some doctors here.
做医生的人普通都很骄傲的。
Okay, they have internal pride.
你如果不佩服他的话，等你生病了，你就没有办法了。
If you look down upon him, but when you get sick, you better respect them.
哦哟，医生把人的病治好了。
Okay, the doctor cured the patient.
哦，的确，这是很现实的帮助。
Okay, it's a real help.
但是这个实在影响很少，你一年医几个人呢？
But that's not a great influence. How many patients can you see a year?
搞政治的把整个国家都改变了。
The politicians changed the whole nation.
那比任何一个事业都要好。
Okay, it's more influential than any other business.
哪一个是我想，我如果还是15岁的话，我一定去学政治。
So I say that if I were still 15, I will study politics.
那一个果效才高。
Okay, and I'll have greater influence.
孙中山先生革命的时候。
When Dr. Sun Yat-sen started the revolution.
把满清政府推翻了，建立了中华民国。
Okay, he started the Republic of China.
啊，这一个的生活完全跟从前不一样了。
So he changed the lives of millions.
我到北京去的时候去参观故宫和颐和园。
When I went to Peking, I visited the palace and also the Summer Garden.
哦，我实在发现真是漂亮。
That's a real magnificent structure.
但是一面是漂亮，一面发现慈禧太后把整个中国搞垮掉了。
So although they were magnificent, it was through the Empress Dowager, the whole nation became weak.
如果不把满清政府推翻的话，你我这一帮人都不能够享受好的生活。
Unless we get rid of this Empress, we cannot enjoy the life we do today.
是政治实实在在给人有大的影响。
The politics really affect everybody.
但是等到孙中山先生革命成功了之后
，After the revolution led by Sun，
当然他说革命尚未成功啊。
Okay，but he said the revolution was not over yet。
总理遗嘱大家还背得出来吧？
Do you still remember the will？
但是虽然是如此，但是国民党的里面的人已经以为这革命成功了。
Okay，although Dr. Sun didn't feel the revolution was over， and many of his followers thought so。
许多政治的光景落下来了。
Okay。The government started the decline.
所以毛泽东他们共产党起来再一次的革命。
So the communists came for the second revolution.
我到上海到中国去的时候，才读到毛泽东所作的那一首词。
I went to China and read a poem that the Chairman Mao wrote.
新元春，你们不知道读过这个词了没有
？Particular poem.
我读这一个词的时候
，It was a great poem.
他最后一句话。
The last verse.
数天下英雄，且看今朝。
So all the heroes of the world, see what I've done today.
他把中国所有大的人物都把他批评光了。
Okay, he felt he was greater than all the heroes in Chinese history.
他意思且看今朝就看我。
Okay, see me.
我就发现共产的革命的时候，实实在在有相当好的理想。
Okay, they really had a great idea when the communists had the revolution.
他的确也用了人所能用的各种不同的方法。
They used many different means.
所以难怪的，以前的时候，一帮青年人都投到共产党里头去了。
That's why many young men joined the communists.
我有一句话在这里讲不要紧，我在台湾讲就不太好了。
Okay. I like to say something which is not appropriate if I say it in Taiwan.
到共产党得罪了整个中国的时候。
When the communists took over the entire mainland,
头上6年的功夫得到老百姓非常的尊重。
The first 6 years, they really earned respect of the people.
今天如果有人从大陆来的，
Today there are people from China.
你如果让他来讲的话，
yeah, if you let them say it,
他会批评从台湾来或从香港来的。
He would criticize those from Taiwan or Hong Kong.
在香港来的人不知道有几位哈？
How many of you are from Hong Kong?
根本没有国家观念。
They don't have a concept of nation.
来台湾来的人，国家的观念都非常的清晰。
Even people from Taiwan, they don't have nationalistic feeling.
来到美国就读书，拿到学位，结婚，买房子，生儿子。
When we come to the United States, we study, we graduate, we get a good job, we get a house.
一个人太窄小了。
Okay, that's very narrow.
哦，在大陆给人家训练。
In China, the way they train people,
超脱过个人的生活，个人的家庭，为着人民。
They teach everybody to serve the people, not themselves.
对着他们有一部分的干部。
And there were several communist cadres.
实实在在牺牲他们自己的福利，为着国家，为着人民来尽了一切的力量的。
They really sacrificed a lot to serve the nation.
所以在中国大陆得到许多人的尊敬。
So they really earned the respect of a lot of people.
有一次我在纽约 Upstate 讲到。
One day I was preaching in Upstate, New York.
讲完了之后，有一个年轻人对我讲。
This young man came to me afterwards.
他说：“林先生，你讲的道跟毛主席讲的很像哎。
”Mr. Lin, you talk like Chairman Mao.
我说什么地方很像啊
？I said, in what way?
毛主席也讲到说，那一些物质享受没有什么价值。
Chairman Mao also told the people the material things.
为了个人的话，那是太自我、太微小了。
That's too selfish to.
应该一个人活着，为了更远大的目标。
So we live should seek this greater goal.
他说你跟他讲的很像哎。
That you sounded just like him.
哎，我说好像很像，但是差了很大。
I said, although it sounded like, there's a great difference.
他的目标就在于人民。
Okay. Chairman Mao's goal is the people.
我的目标那就是神的旨意。
My goal is the will of the Lord.
都超脱过一点吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
They are beyond our daily needs.
也超过一点个人自己的家庭。
They are beyond our own family.
在到底一个人活着是什么？
What is the purpose that we live?
毛主席人叫人活着是为了人民。
Chairman Mao said that we live for the people.
是，你会发现在中国大陆那一半有理智的人非常尊敬这一种的说法。
We know the intellectuals in China, they really respect this kind of thinking.
但今天我们基督徒
But today's Christian
乃是不是仅仅照着人理智上的一种的标准。
We should go beyond the intellect of people.
乃是神心目中所有的定规的。
We have to follow God's plan.
这一个是为着全人类，也为着永永远远的。
This is for the whole humankind and it's for eternity.
这是神所定规的旨意。
Okay, this is God's will, God's plan.
你摆上也好，不摆上也好，神一定要完成这个的工作。
Whether you participate, God will see His plan fulfilled.
你如果把自己摆在里面的话。
If you participate,
你才会发现人生真正的价值。
Then you can see the real value of human life.
我相信各位都是相当理智、用思想的人。
I know all of you are sophisticated.
我要告诉你们一个很实在的例子。
I give you another true example.
刚刚上一个月的时候，我到纽约 Upstate 去。
Last month, I went to Upstate New York.
有一位基督徒找我谈话。
And I met a Christian.
散会的时候谈话一直谈到将近一点钟。
Okay, we started talking after my meeting and all the way until midnight.
他现在已经35-36岁了。
He was about 35-36.
他是拿到博士学位。
He had a PhD degree.
我问他学什么的。
I asked him what he studied.
学物理的。
He studied physics.
哦哟，学物理的。
Wow, physics.、
我想你知道哦哟一个什么意思哈。
Okay, you know what that wow means.
所以我就在问他说，我说你是学物理是理论的还是实用的
？Are you in theoretical physics or applied physics?
他说我是学理论的。
I'm in theoretical physics.
哦，我跟哦哟学理论的。
Another wow.
哎呀，我说你为什么学理论的呢
？Why do you study theoretical physics?
这句话我想你们都懂的意思了。
Okay, you know what I mean.
学物理学理论的找工作怎么办呢？
There's no job for theoretical physicists.
他说像我这样智慧的人学实用啊，太可惜了。
He said, as smart as I am, to study applied physics is a pity.
他我根本不在乎学出来有没有工作。
I don't care whether I have a job after I'm done.
我根本不在乎我待遇高和低。
I don't care about the type of salary.
我觉得理论方面的是需要有相当高理智人去研究的。我就是其中之一。
Only the real smart can study theoretical physics, and I'm one of them.
啊，我很佩服他哈。
Oh, I really have a lot of respect.
我不知道你的心胸有没有像他那么的大。
I don't know if you have as the same idea as this guy does.
他在一个很大的公司做研究的工作。
He is a researcher in a large company.
已经做了好几年了。
He worked there several years.
工作非常好。
A very good job.
公司对他的态度也非常的好。
And the company really liked him.
但是心中很苦闷。
But he didn't feel happy.
他苦闷什么呢？
What is his problem?
难道像我这样理智的人，就为了这样公司做这些工作？
How come a man as smart as I am just work day in day out like this?
他研究出好多东西，拿到专利的。
Okay, he has many patents.
但是我如果单单为了这些东西花我的时间的话，太可惜了。
But I'm wasting my time.
所以他心中非常的难过。
So he feel very sorry.
跟他们这几个学做研究的人谈话。
So he talked to his fellow researchers.
一发现那几个聪明的人都是很难过。
Found out all the smart person are not happy.
所以以后他们公司里头请了一个心理学家跟他们谈话。
The company engaged a psychiatrist to talk to all of them.
我不是随便编的哈，真实的事实。
That's true.
心理学家跟他们谈了之后了
，The psychiatrist talked to them，
告诉他们说，像你们这一批人在美国同样的现象，到这个年龄了，心中就难过了。
Psychiatrist told him it's common among people like you。
这是一个我们值得来考虑的。
So we ought to think about this。
我给他开个玩笑。
So I joked with him。
我说你可惜了。
I said I'm sorry。
你如果当初生在乡下做一个农民。
So if you were born in the countryside and become a farmer,
能够吃饱饭也很满足了。
You'll be satisfied just to feed yourself.
但是你有了这样的智慧了。
But unfortunately, you have this,
有这么
this wisdom.
好的前途了。
This bright future.
你发现你有痛苦了。
And you feel sorry.
我想我们不一定有像他那样的智慧。
We may not be as smart as him.
但是我们同样会遇到的这样的事。
But we have similar encounters.
我们迟早会发现说，到底我们活着是为着什么？
Sooner or later, we face a problem. Why do we live?
我们都钻在我们自己智慧小小的笼子里面。
We are all confined in our own compartments.
照我们所想象的，该这样过才能够喜乐。
We feel that this is how we reach happiness.
你在这一个笼子里头关过了30年、40年了，你会觉得苦了。
But if you are confined in this little compartment for 30 years, you no longer enjoy.
你必须要从这一个笼子里出来。
You must break away.
来看看外面的天下是如何的。
Get out and see what's around you.
我自己稍微做过点事了，就发现这一个工程的笼子太小。
So after I worked for a couple of years, I feel this compartment for being an engineer is too small for me.
我稍微从工程笼子中出来了一遍之后
，So and I came out of this compartment.
我才发现政治比工程好得多了。
So I feel politics is greater than engineering.
我再看看各方面的政治的话
，And I study politics.
我实在钦佩那些大的政治家他们在地上所做的工作。
I really respect the great accomplishments made by the great politicians.
但是非常可惜的一件事。
But it's a pity.
地上没有一个政治家能够解决了人类真实的问题。
No politicians in this world can solve this world's problem.
没有一个政治家能够带给人类一个真正有价值的事。
No politician can bring the humankind the value that they so earnestly seek.
孙中山先生死的时候，他说革命尚未成功。
When Dr. Sun died, he said the revolution is not yet over.
毛泽东死的时候，看见中国搞得一塌糊涂。
When Chairman Mao died, the China was in great turmoil.
如果你们去过中国大陆的话
，If you have visited the mainland China,
我能够保证你们一定有个感受。
I can guarantee that you have a feeling.
你们没有去的时候很想念。
Before you go, you wanted to go.
你们去过是难过死了。
And when you really go and you really feel sorry,
看看整个国家的光景。
The whole nation is in a sorry state.
我用个土话。
I use a colloquium.
实在叫做胡搞。
Okay, they just mess it up.
我今年到中国大陆去的时候。
I went to China this year.
他们已经不叫文化大革命了。
They no longer mention Cultural Revolution.
叫做十年浩劫。
This is a 10-year disaster.
哎呀，我想台湾呢，国民政府骂共产党还没有他们自己骂的厉害。
So the nationalist government in Taiwan, they criticize the communists, and they are weaker, you know, they are meeker than the communists criticizing themselves.
共产党自己是十年的浩劫。
They talk about 10-year cultural revolution, a
10-year
disaster.
你去看问题在哪里？
What's the problem?
问题不在于目标上。
Not the problem with the goal.
问题乃是人里面的罪，把他们的盼望和目标整个破坏。
The problem is the sinful nature of the human being. They destroy their goal.
如果我们回头过来看《使徒行传》的话
，If we come back and read Acts,
我们才看见《使徒行传》里头两件事在第一章已经给我们讲明了。
There are two things the first chapter talk about.
头一点，他给我们看的目标是什么？
The first thing is on the goal.
他这一个的目标完全超脱过自己生活和智慧的小笼子。
The goal is beyond the little compartment that human made for themselves.
但是什么才是宇宙中的最有价值的？
What is the most valuable thing in the universe?
你要看得非常的深远。
So you have to look farther and deeper.
你要看到整个的时代都过去了，到幕后的日子来临的时候。
This is the end of side one. Please turn your tape over.
Happened to be the same day that the second coming of Christ.
当那一个来的时候
，When Christ comes again,
就要改变了整个的宇宙。
He's going to change the whole universe.
所有物质的东西都要被火所焚烧。
All the material things will be burned up.
所有罪恶和败坏一概的铲除。
All things will be cast away.
罪恶的根源，撒旦和他的使者全部的除掉。
The source of sin, Satan and his followers will be cast out.
带进一个新天新地
There's a new heaven and new earth
有深层性耶路撒冷从神那里由天而降
The new Jerusalem came down from heaven
什么是深层性耶路撒冷
What is this new Jerusalem?
那这一位耶稣基督在那一些蒙恩人身上都是完全的彰显出来了
That's a believer, Jesus Christ in the life of believers
所有的罪恶事败坏都已经除掉了
All the sinful acts are cast away.
所有的自私和骄傲、嫉妒完全除掉了。
All the selfishness, pride, and envy are cast away.
只有主耶稣显明在新天新地的里面。
Only Jesus are expressed in this new heaven, new earth.
不光主耶稣在那里显明。
Not only Jesus Christ expressed himself.
乃是主耶稣经过圣城性耶路撒冷显明。
He expressed himself through this new Jerusalem.
圣城性耶路撒冷是古今中外蒙恩的这一帮的人。
This new Jerusalem is composed of the believers, all in the ages.
那不仅是主耶稣显出他的荣耀来。
Not only the glory of Jesus was expressed.
乃是借着蒙恩的人显出他的荣耀来。
Okay, the glory of Jesus Christ was expressed through the believers.
这是很大的分别。
There's a great difference.
主耶稣要显出荣耀的话，这是不稀奇的事。
Okay, when Jesus Christ wants to express His glory, it's very easy.
他本来就是荣耀的。
He is glory himself.
他本来就彰显荣耀的。
He is all glory.
但是像我们这一帮泥土所造的人
，Okay, like we were came from the earth.
又在罪恶中打过滚的人
，Okay, we were engaged in sin.
在我们心里头又是那么自私的人
，We are so selfish in our hearts.
现在我们这样。一般人身上显出他的荣耀来。
In our lives, we can express the glory of Jesus.
这才是神做了一件奇妙的大事。
That's a great and marvelous thing that the Lord has done.
在我们这一帮蒙恩的人呢，完全显出荣耀来了。
Okay, the glory was expressed fully in the believers.
那才是真正叫真善美，直到永永远远的。
That's a true and truly goodness and the eternal.
这是主神在宇宙中所做的工作。
This is how the Lord has done.
我相信弟兄姊妹，我们在地上活着的时候
，I know that the brothers and sisters, when we live on this earth,
我们会渐渐的已经发现
，and we can see gradually,
人在品格上的表现比他生活物质的享受更加的重要。
We know that how we act morally is more than how we act physically.
或许你们做学生的人还在于你们的学问上。
Your students, you concentrate on your studies.
你们的盼望那是等到毕业了，学拿到学位了，有好的工作，有好的待遇。
Your goal is to graduate someday and find a good job.
你对人的估计那是看他的学位的高低。
So when you look at this person, you estimate that individual according to his academic accomplishment.
你对人的估计那是他钱财上、物质上的丰富当作一个标准。
So you estimate people according to their financial accomplishments.
但是慢慢慢慢，你对人估计的标准会换。
sooner or later you will change that kind of basis for estimation.
我想你们在学校读书的时候，注重到你们能够找到哪一位好的教授。
When you are still in school, you're looking for a good professor to work.
如果你的老板是这几年拿诺贝尔奖金的，那你做学生那算是很有光荣了。
If your professor just received his Nobel Prize, it's good to be his student.
你在教室里面的实验室中间能够很钦佩你的教授。
So in the classroom, in the laboratory, you may respect your professor a lot.
但是你不一定愿意跟他做一个朋友。
But you may not wish to be a friend of your professor.
你有的时候很佩服他。
So you respect him.
但是你不一定用心中尊敬他。
But you may not respect him in your heart.
你佩服是他的学问上。
You respect his knowledge.
你尊敬是他的为人上。
You may not respect the way he acts.
你如果问我的话。
If you ask me.
你尊敬谁？
Whom do you respect most?
我在人中间除了主耶稣之外的。
Okay, other than Jesus Christ.
我尊敬，头一个尊敬是我的妈妈。
The first person I respect is my mother.
这是为什么缘故？我今年九月再回去。
This is why I went back in September this year.
我父亲去年十一月在上海过世。
My father died last year in November.
我今年再回去看我的母亲。
So I went back to visit my mother.
很有意思的是。
It's very interesting.
我到公安局的外事处去报到。
So I registered at the police station.
看见我单子那个人。
And the person who looking at my registration.
就告诉里面坐着一个人说。
Told one of his colleagues.
这个人又回来了。
Okay. Why is he coming back again?
说我又回来了。
Why is he coming back again?
他就问我说：“哎，你又回来了。”
Why are you back?
你知道这些人都是受过高等训练的哈。
These people were highly disciplined and trained.
讲话很轻松的，但是问的问题都很要紧的。
They talk in a light-hearted way, but they really ask you the important questions.
他说：“你怎么又回来了？”
Why do you come back again?
是我也是蛮的老资格的了。
Okay. But I'm disciplined and
trained too. 我也很轻松的跟他说。
Responded.
我说妈妈在上海，我当然再回来看看她嘛。
Of course, I came back to see my mother.
为什么我尊敬我的母亲？
Why do I respect my mother?
我的母亲不认识字。
My mother is illiterate.
我母亲在世界的看法上、做人上远不如我。
Okay, she didn't have as much knowledge as I do.
但是我时时在尊敬她。
But I respect her greatly.
我没有办法给你们看。
I cannot show you.
我在这里有三个记号。
I have three marks on my arm.
那是我两岁的时候种牛痘是留下的疤。
Okay, that's the smallpox vaccine.
那一个时候种牛痘要给它发出来了，就是发炎了。
At that time, you have to let the pox split.
那一个时候已经肉烂了，骨头都看见。
Okay, I had an infection, so the flesh opened up all the way to the bone.
我的妈妈抱着我三天三夜没有放下来。
My mother held me for 3 days, 3 nights.
我哭，她也哭。
I cried, and she did too.
她一点都没有办法。
There's nothing she could do.
我不吃东西，她也不吃饭。
Okay, I don't eat, and she didn't either.
把我三天三夜抱在手里面。
She held me 3 days and 3 nights.
我一直到现在，一想起来，我实实在在尊敬我的母亲。
Every time I think about this incident, I really respect my mother.
我所以尊敬她的不是她的学问。
I respect her not because of her knowledge.
她也没有什么钱。
Not because of her
money. 那是尊敬她那一种爱心的品格。
I respect her love.
这是每一个人在身上迟早会转变你的观念的。
Okay, this love will change you sooner or later.
今年九月，我和我那人一同到中国大陆去。
This September, I went back to China with my wife.
我那人要到东北去看她的舅妈。
My wife liked to go to the northeastern part of China to visit her aunt.
但是很可惜，这次没有看到。
But she couldn't go.
我就问她说：“为什么一定要看这个舅妈？”
She said, "Why do you really want to see your aunt?"
她说：“我小的时候。”
She said, "When I was young."
每一次我舅妈回来是最喜欢我的。
My aunt really liked me a lot.
总买一点我欢喜吃的东西。
Every time my aunt come and visit,
我欢喜的玩具
I like toys.
在所有亲戚当中最爱我是这个的姑妈。
Of all my relatives,
舅妈。
This aunt is the one who loved me the most.
这个故事多久了？
How long has this story?
40年前的。
40 years ago.
所以回到中国大陆去的时候。
So when she went back to China.
总要去看这个的舅妈。
Every time she wanted to visit this
aunt. 你看见吗？这一个舅妈在我内人里面的。
You know how this aunt is in my wife's
heart. 留下这么深的印象。
What kind of impression has she made in my wife?
或是钱财。
Not because of her money.
或是生活的享受。
Not because of the enjoyment.
乃是她那种爱心的表示。
It's because of her love.
弟兄姊妹啊
，brothers and sisters，
我知道你们现在在读书的阶段。
We know most of you are still studying.
很注重到那一些物质上的事。
You're concerned about material things.
但是我想你们到今天应该慢慢的改变了。
But I think you are changing.
人在品格上的表现超过你物质上所谓的享受。
Okay, the change in your personality is beyond the your material things.
这一件事在整个使徒行传里面的。
So this thing is recorded in Acts.
来给我们看见神在宇宙中整个的工作。
We can see the act of God in the universe.
所有物质的都要被火所焚烧。
All material things will be burned up.
只有从神那里来的圣城性耶路撒冷存到永永远远。
Only the new Jerusalem can last forever.
这是一种品格高超的表现。
This is a great personality.
是神荣耀所有的彰显。
It is an expression of the glory, the full glory.
这才是我们最后的盼望。
This is our last.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers, sisters,
你到底注重一些什么？
What is your goal?
所以你还是单单注重了物质方面的事呢？
Are you still concerned about material things?
或者你能够注重到品格上所有的表现？
Or you are concerned about higher things?
主耶稣在地上的时候没有什么学位。
Jesus, when he was in this earth, he had
主耶稣在地上的时候没有根本没有什么钱财。
He did not have money.
主耶稣能够得到这一帮使徒们那里的尊敬的。
But he earned respect of these apostles.
就是他品格上所有的表现。
His personality won them over.
所以使徒行第一章的里面的。
So in the first chapter of Acts.
就给我们看见最后的目标在这一位的耶稣基督的身上。
We see this last goal in this Jesus Christ.
我刚刚已经讲过了。
I have mentioned earlier.
他不仅要把他自己的荣耀表现出来。
He wants to express his glory.
他要把他的荣耀经过人而表现出来。
He expressed his glory through man.
这对我们非常的亲切。
This is true to us.
对我们非常的实在。
It is very close.
我好再从另外一方面来讲。
So I'll mention in another aspect.
因为偶尔有的人来问我说。
Sometimes people come and talk to me.
林弟兄啊，你当初学工程的，你放弃了做传道，可惜不可惜？
So, do you feel sorry that you have given up your engineer's job and become a preacher?
我侍奉主，放弃我的工程已经将近三十年了。
I gave up my engineer's job for almost 30 years already.
但是一直到今天，我可以告诉你们的。
But until today, I can tell you.
我不仅不觉得可惜。
Not only I don't feel sorry that.
我觉得我是非常的宝贝。
I feel that's the greatest thing I have done.
虽然我的物质方面的事情远不如以前我一些同学和朋友。
Although that through material things, I'm not as good.As wealthy as my friends of the past.
但是我觉得我的活着的价值比别人都高。
But I feel that I have attained higher value than every one of my friends.
当我想起有一些的人蒙恩得救了。
I can think about people when they believe in the Lord Jesus.
他们整个生活都改变了。
They change their entire life.
他们家庭也改变了。
They change their family.
他们的儿女都不一样。
They change their children.
这一个的价值比我当初的工程的价值不知道要大了多少。
Okay, this change in value is much greater than what I remain an engineer.
是在这里给我们看见的。
So we see here.
主耶稣是成为一个的目标。
So Jesus should be our goal.
他用什么一种图画来告诉我们呢？
In what picture he describes this?
他乃是给我们看见他的橄榄山上升到了高天。
So the picture is that he rose, he ascended into heaven on Mount of Olives.
我想我们去读的时候会因着这幅图画很惊讶。
So when we study it, we may be surprised about this picture.
我不知道你们对这幅图画的印象深刻到什么程度。
I don't know how great this impression has this picture made on you.
在我自己一点的经验的里面，
In my own experience,
有一次给我有最深的感觉了。
I have a strong feeling one day.
那是1969年，我头一次到北美来。
That's in 1969, I first came to the States.
那一次我在加拿大住在一个丁成章弟兄家里面。
I stayed with a friend in Canada.
他那一天刚刚是人类头一次登陆月球。
The day is the day where man first set foot on the moon.
所以我们看那个电视。
So we watch the TV.
Oh, 看是那个火箭这么高的立在哪里。
First we see this great rocket standing on the launch pad.
太空人穿了衣服上去了。
Okay, the astronaut climbed up aboard.
然后轰一声，火箭就上去了。
Okay, launched.
哎呀，我想象当中这个火箭上去。
So in my feeling, the launching of this rocket.
多少的科学家几十年的经验累积下来的。
That includes so many scientists, so many years of hard work.
多少 的工程师工厂都把它造出来的。
So many engineers, so many technicians.
它然后能够登到月球上去。
And that missile or that rocket went to the moon.
哎，我看它从登陆月球上出来，在月亮上在那跳着的时候。
When I saw Armstrong came out of his capsule and jump on the surface of the moon.
我实在佩服人的科学和工程果效是多大。
I know that's a great accomplishment of science.
那一个的时候，照统计，在美国和加拿大80%以上的人都来看这个电视。
So according to statistics, more than 80% of the population watch TV that day.
所以那几天人讲来讲去都是讲到人登陆月球。
That was the main topic of conversation these days.
那一个时候的所有的人的兴趣都是被那两个人到月球上吸引过去了。
Everybody's is paying attention to this landing on the moon.
这当我在那看电视的时候。
But when I watch TV,
看见那一个火箭上升的。
When I saw that this rocket was launched,
又佩服科学家和工程师的果效。
I really respect the accomplishment of the scientists and engineers.
在透过电视机，我看见另外一幅图画。
But I saw another picture.
看见在橄榄山上。
I saw on the Mount of Olives.
没有科学家和工程师的帮助。
No scientists, no engineers.
没有这么大的轰一声的火箭。
There's no rocket that day.
有一个人就在120人当中慢慢慢慢升到了高天。
One man was taken up to heaven.
这是说出一件奇妙的事。
That's a marvelous thing.
成为一个肉身的人，他能升到高天去。
A man of flesh can ascend into heaven.
你不知道惊讶了没有？
Are you surprised?
像我们这样一个人能升到高天去。
People like us.Can go into the heaven.
超脱过所有的罪恶和败坏。
Okay, we can go beyond the sin and the corruption.
超脱了所有物质上的引诱。
We can go beyond material temptation.
升到了高天。
And we can ascend into heaven.
哪一个高天才是我们所盼望的喜乐的所在？
That heaven is what our goal.
哦，这是谁？
Who is that?
这是我们的主耶稣。
This is our Lord Jesus.
难怪他都升到高天去了之后。
When he went to heaven,
有道云彩把他遮盖了。
Okay, there's a cloud covered him.
人看不见他了。
People can no longer see.
门徒们还在那看。
But the disciples were still watching.
看不见了还在那看。
Even though they couldn't see, they were still staring.
这是看了发呆了。
Okay, they were staring.
所以神只好打发天使来对他们说。
So God sent an angel to talk to them.
加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？
Men of Galilee, why do you stay there and staring at heaven?
你们不要看了。
There's no need to look at it.
那不要看这什么？
Oh.Why?
你要见他这样往上去，还要这样的来。
Because how he went up, he is going to come down again.
他已经往上去了。
He went up.
把所有门徒们的心一同带到了天上。
He took the hearts of disciples with him.
只有在天上的光景才是他们所盼望的。
And they knew that only the heaven is what they were hoping for.
我想他们都想象有一天他们也能够往天上去的话，那才是最有价值的。
They know that one day they could also be with him.
但是不仅往天上去，
not only go to heaven,
他还要这样的来。
Jesus will come back down.
从他去到他再来。
From the time of his departure
and
from the time of his arrival again, there is a time of wait.
这一个过程，
this period,
来从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地界来做他的见证。
We should be his witness both in Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, and even to the end of the world.
你们这一帮的门徒，
and you disciples,
站在那里看，他不会再来的。
If you stare there and watch, he won't come back.
乃是当你们传福音直到地界了之后。他就要来了。
Only that you go out and spread the gospel until the end of the world.
所以门徒们在发现他们今天活着的价值是什么。
So the disciples know their value of life.
他们去传福音。
They went out and spread the gospel.
不是单单叫人得救。
Not only they want to save others.
乃是叫神的工作完成了，主耶稣从天上再来到这个地上。
They want to complete God's work so that Jesus will come back again.
他们不是消极在那等的。
They are not just waiting passively.
他们并不是在地上过了一生的生活。
They are not just live a normal life.
他们乃是知道他们的生活与神这一个大的工作连贯起来。
They know their life has a close, is connected to the God's great plan.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你我在地上所有的生活和工作，
you and I who live on the earth today,
留不留下真实的价值？
Are we going to leave a value?
看我们的工作以后存留的时间有多少。
How long will our work last?
如果我们所做的工作不过是短暂的。
if our work are short life.
当我们这一个工作一过去了之后，我们一往劳苦的也完全空洞了。
When it's over, then we labored in vain.
但是神在那里做一个大的工作。
But God is doing a great work.
我们在这一个工作有份。
We participate.
即使是非常小的一部分。
Although it's only a tiny little part.
到那一个工作完成的时候。
But when that work is accomplished,
我们会发现我们所劳苦的还留在永远的。
We know what we labored will stay until eternity.
所以这就影响了我们的生活。
Okay, this affects our life.
不仅影响了我们教会中的侍奉。
Not only affect our service in church.
也影响了我们在地上的职业。
Affect our profession.
也影响了我们的家庭。
Affect our family.
也影响了我们对儿女的教导。
Affect our teaching of our children.
只要忠心对了，然后来调整各种不同生活的方式。
If your main goal is correct, then we can adjust to fit that goal.
我们这样的生活才能够有真实的价值。
And our life will be a valuable life.
所以今天我只能够和大家讲到这里。
I can only share with you until now.
我真正是巴不得神在我们里面光照我们。
I really hope that God shed His light on us.
我想我们蒙恩了之后，已经被神开了我们里头的眼睛。
When we first believed, our eyes have been opened.
神给我们的生命也已经对世界上的享受失去了兴趣了。
Okay, the new life we have inherited causes us no longer interested in the earthly life.
但又在我们的生活的里面。
But in our life,
先抓住了最后的目标。
Let's take hold of this goal.
然后调整我们各种不同的方式。
Let's adjust everything else around it.
就我们地上的生活留了一个的价值。
So that we can have a valuable life.
带主恩待我们。
Okay.
我们地
上 bless us. Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，实在是你特别的恩待了我们，把你在宇宙中间所有完成的工作。在2000年前的时候就向着我们显明了，做你升上高天是那样确定的事实。你升上高天吸引了当初一般门徒的心，叫他们为着你一切都摆上的。主耶稣啊，我们也仰望你，把你这一个的景象成为我们的目标，叫我们在地上的生活能够符合到你自己的旨意。求你听我们这样的祷告，我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.